Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on the last episode I did. So in the last episode, I talked about dissociation, feelings of depersonalization, and what that can kind of look like, and I wanted to elaborate more on my own experiences. So for me, mine would be stemming from struggling with low self-esteem. And again, I went for years not knowing that that's what the actual problem was, because most people won't say that. And it might not be exactly what your problem is either, but I do think a lot of people with complex PTSD, I think it's a huge part of the problem, but it's never spoken about. Usually we're just given our symptoms. We're diagnosed, because I don't think anybody is ever diagnosed, you know, with low self-esteem. That's not a diagnosis. That's just part of our symptoms. But it's a big part that I wish more people would maybe bring up and just say it, right? So we can address it. But in regards to my own experience, I wanted to pinpoint something very specific, and that is randomness, and also kind of feelings of existentialism. So existentialism is very, almost like there's no meaning to life. Like everything is just up for grabs, and everything is kind of blowing with the wind. The show Seinfeld is very existential. I would say the show Absolutely Fabulous, which I've talked a lot about on this program, because I think the mother in that show is a narcissist on Absolutely Fabulous. And there's a lot of emotional abuse towards the daughter on the show, yet it's a comedy. But the show is extremely existential, as if nothing matters. And things do matter. Things do matter. There is a point, right? So I want to talk about randomness in regards to this feeling of dissociation and how we can sort of fall into things. And I think this can be a big problem, because I recently saw this happen with somebody who I just think, you know, my own opinion. And this is someone I see, they're not a personal friend, they're not a personal acquaintance. It's someone that I know of, who I sort of watch, and they have a show and everything, like a podcast. But they came into doing a podcast in a super random way. And I don't think it's something that they're going to stick with. And again, this is somebody, they were sort of like a side character on a TV show. And then they sort of randomly started getting into someone else's podcast, because they're basically a big gossip queen. So everyone liked to hear them just gossip about things. They had a falling out, and now they're doing their own podcast. But you can sort of tell that they hate it. Like, they're almost... like, I almost am curious if they're thinking, how the hell did I get here? And what is this? I'm sick of doing this. This is too much work, right? And that's where I would say it's randomness. And I almost feel like that comes out of, for a lot of people, I don't know in her case, but for a lot of people, I would say that can happen with low self-esteem, where maybe you surround yourself with people. Again, she was surrounding herself with this person because they were just gossiping. Gossiping is an example of bad manners. And I've been guilty of that, right? The gossiping or spilling of the beans. And in a lot of ways, it was me not knowing when to share things and what things were secret. Because I literally need somebody to say that to me. This is between you and me. If you say that to me, I'll absolutely keep it between you and me. Otherwise, I don't know when certain things are secret. Besides the obvious, if you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, I'm not going to share that with people. You know, if you tell me you're getting divorced, I'm not going to share that with people. But like, if there's something, if you have an issue and you get into an argument with somebody and you tell me about it, you know, I might tell somebody else who's close to me, not thinking that that's gossip, but it could come back to bite me, because they might say, well, why did you say that? Right. So for me, I just need someone to say it, someone to tell me, you know, what's up. But otherwise, I pretty much have learned to keep my mouth shut more often and not spill the beans and not gossip. So in this person's case, they got to know this person through the fact that they just couldn't stop gossiping. You could almost call it a gossip channel, but that's not really what it is. They talk about TV shows in a professional way on this other podcast that they were part of. But my point is, I'm using this person as an example. They got into something through bad manners. And bad manners a lot of times can stem from a lot of things. But it's, you know, it can be a sign that you disrespect people's boundaries. It can be a sign that you just disrespect people when you have bad manners. And it is, it's rude, right? Bad manners are rude. But this is it reminds me of situations that I've been in where I get into things in sort of a random way. So in her case, it was basically just that she talked about everybody's business. And now she's doing her own podcast, and it's sort of like she got into a podcast because she had a falling out with somebody. Like, that's not a good way to get into a podcast, right? Because you had a falling out with somebody. And now it almost seems like they're wondering why in the hell are they doing a podcast. And for me, so a situation that reminds me a little bit of this is I could be around people who maybe I'm around because I'm not speaking up. I'm not sort of standing up for myself or my own values or what I actually want to do or what makes me comfortable or happy. Because maybe in a lot of times when you come from trauma, you don't know. You don't know what brings you what you value or what actually makes you happy. Because when you're going through abuse, it's not encouraged. And you're also stressed out from the abuse. So, you know, you might know what makes you laugh. You might have fun doing certain things, but when it comes to a hobby that brings you happiness, you might not know, or it's been shunned, or it's been looked down upon or made fun of by your abusive person, right? So it's ridiculed. It might be ridiculed. Maybe that's a better word. So for you to speak up for yourself, if you're not speaking up for yourself, you might surround yourself with people who only know you on a very superficial way, in the sense that you're not really being your genuine self around them. You're being almost like a quiet, shy version and a timid version. And so you're around people that maybe they bring out something in you, but it's maybe because they're domineering or they're overbearing or they're a very loud personality. This is something I noticed about myself over the years, especially in my 20s. I would always surround myself or be drawn to people who were just an open book, and they were very kind of loud and out there. And I guess they just put everything out there. And I used to always end up in situations where I felt, at first everything felt fine, but then it started to feel kind of drowning, almost like you're drowning. And like you feel almost suffocated by this person because they are such a big, loud personality. And they get you to start doing things that maybe you wouldn't normally start doing. And they might not be doing that intentionally, doing things that make you uncomfortable. They're just going about their life the way they always have, being this loud, boisterous person, and you're just going along with it because you're not speaking up for yourself, to a point where it can reach a climax or a crisis, and then you explode, and then they just say, well, why didn't you ever tell me this? That would be an example of getting into something rooted in what I would say is low self-esteem. And that has happened to me numerous times. And again, I think a lot of it can be, you can get this feeling of, why am I here? I don't want to be doing this. Why am I in this environment? Kind of like this lady who I said has this podcast now, and I think that she hates it. I think she I think she's thinking, this is so much work. I didn't go to school for this. How did I end up doing this podcast? You know, she's not thinking back to, she got into it because she's a big blabbermouth and she's a gossip. And she was doing a show with this other person. And that's what brought a lot of fun to the show. So she got into it because of her bad manners, right? And then they had a falling out. And now she's doing it on her own. And she hates it because it's a business, right? It's like, it's a lot of work. And especially if you want to actually make money off of it, it's work. That's personally why I work two jobs. And this is my side thing that I do. And I don't do this for money. I really don't make any money at all on this podcast. That's not why I do my podcast. And I don't want to do it for that reason. I don't want it to be a business. It's something I do almost like a diary. And I like the way that it's done. So I'm going to keep it this way. It's less stressful for me to, if I were to do this solely as my business, I'd be super stressed out and I wouldn't even want to do it. So, you know, I have two fields I already work in. So for her, I think she's hating it, right? This person I'm using as this example. And whenever you get yourself into scenarios where you feel like I was, so I was in a scenario where I felt like, why am I here? I hate this. Get me away from this. A lot of it was rooted in my own low self-esteem. And again, that might not be an issue for you, but I think for a lot of people with complex PTSD, it's a huge thing that's very almost invisible because nobody talks about it. But it's definitely part of, I would say, at least half of the symptoms of complex PTSD. So it's a big part of it. I would say it definitely connects to half of the symptoms at least. It's just not listed as a symptom, right? It's sort of the underbelly of half of them, like the root of half of them. That's why I'm talking about it so much. But if we aren't doing things rooted in a hobby that brings us happiness, and again, that could be a sport. Sports are a great way. I think sports are probably the number one way most people go about engaging with their hobby that makes them happy. It's a sport of some kind. Because you could talk about that. You could be on a team with people. It's a huge part of your life. It's like 20% of your life if you're doing it with a sport and a team of people. It's a big part of you, right? It's your genuine thing. And that's what you all bond over, like, because you love it. You're doing it because you love it. That's why you don't want to do something for an image, because that would just completely ruin it. And everyone would be like, well, why are you here? Like, what are you doing here? If it's not genuine, they would be confused. They'd be like, well, what in the world are you doing here? And I think that's how it can feel whenever you get into these relationships with people and you're not speaking up, and maybe you're timid and shy. And again, we might not know what brings us happiness because of it was ridiculed or it was bullied out of us. So sometimes we have to remind ourselves and just do research. You know, I listed on an episode, and I might have my list here, but I did an episode where I listed a whole bunch of, I don't think I have it here with me. I listed a whole bunch of activities that can be hobbies. So, it was everything from, you know, sewing or, you know, needling to sports fishing to, you know, yoga. I mean, it can be all kinds of things. Coin collecting. There's a lot of things that could be part of a hobby that could bring you, happiness. And that's the key thing, is it brings you happiness. So I just wanted to give a very specific example of something that I would describe as randomness. So it's almost like you get into relationships sometimes with friends, or in this woman's case, with this podcast thing, it's so random. And then she reaches a point where she's in this environment where you can just tell I don't think she's going to stick with it. I think she's going to get sick of it. And she's going to think, how did I end up here? But that randomness, it's almost like an existential kind of thing. Whenever you fall into things kind of randomly, if it's rooted in low self-esteem or you not speaking up for yourself, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of your time. So that randomness, I wouldn't say that all randomness is bad, by the way. So like, let's say you're in a hobby that brings you happiness and you meet somebody and then all of a sudden you start doing something with them. But since that's rooted in a hobby that brings you happiness, that would be a good thing. You could say, I kind of randomly started doing this because someone saw how much I love doing this. That's different. That would be like a good random. But when things are just constantly happening kind of randomly, or you're ending up in environments that you don't even want to be in, but maybe you did it, you know, you just did it because maybe you thought you were supposed to, or you thought it might help you, or blah, 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 but it's not really what brings you happiness. It's probably eventually going to feel very stale or uncomfortable. And you're going to think, why am I even here? Or you're going to feel very, almost like two different people. I've had that happen hundreds of times where I felt like two different people. And that's why I thought I had dissociative identity disorder or even multiple personalities. I even thought for a time, I wondered if I was schizophrenic, because I felt like such two different people. And it was because I wasn't getting myself into environments that weren't genuine. And I didn't know that it was coming from low self-esteem. I didn't know that. But in my case, it was. And like I said, I think half of the symptoms for complex PTSD are totally associated with low self-esteem. Totally. And again, that comes from trauma, abuse, stress, being ridiculed, being bullied. Absolutely. Totally, totally connected to those things. So again, very important to forgive yourself. If you've done this over and over like I have, where you end up in situations wondering, what is this? And then you just want to get the hell out of them, right? And people might wonder, like, what happened? Where'd you go? And it's because it was rooted in something that you just didn't know what it was rooted in. But that disingenuousness popped up. And you really didn't want it to, but, you know, it shows its head that this is disingenuous. Which doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything. It just meant it was coming from a place that wasn't your true happiness. So I just wanted to elaborate a little bit more on that. And like the woman who did this podcast, she used to be on this show, but now she's doing a podcast. And you can tell it's almost just like it's not really what she wants to do. It's almost like she's doing something she hates, and it was rooted in the fact that she gossips a lot, you know. But for us, I think coming from low self-esteem, it can be that invisible factor. It's almost like we don't know what this is rooted in, because we don't know what the problem is, because people don't actually say what it is, you know. So I wanted to just elaborate a little bit more there. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.